Now, how can any of us forget the first lewd, aggressive girl that came into our lives? Some of us are still hoping. But in episode number 4, the cool, practical, level-headed Bradley Woolworth gets his. And when it's delivered by someone with the personality of a tarantula like Anita Fix, he gets it good. Other merry side shows include the gang turning the bathroom into a beach. And speaking of firsts, Bruce Queen gets drunk on vitamins. Yes, more intellectual stimulation is in store for you as your campus radio station presents the 4th spectacular episode of Little Orphan Amy. Welcome to the 4th episode of Little Orphan Amy. The year is progressing and the gang has successfully survived week of wasted, assorted midterms, and other trials and tribulations. Amy the Innocent was not able to change roommates and still resides with Todd, a very withered guy who usually attends classes, never misses Johnny Carson, and enjoys an occasional smoke. Cliff Drag and Ashley Trey, the Lodies as they are referred to by R.A. Dave Sturm, spend most of their time watching the plants grow or bothering Bradley Woolworth III, who is trying in vain to reproduce his Green 25, which has a remarkable effect on the, what do you call it, cannabis sativa?
Weed, man, you know, dope.
Oh, thank you, Ashley. The Aggies, Clem and Leroy, are searching for the perfect mate, and Mary Lou is holding her own. Bruce Queen, in the midst of the football season, is on a strict diet of raw meat and Gatorade. Constance Payne still is, and Gadget, the surfer chick, is riding high with the surfer guys, Tommy Tubes and Sandy Shores. Bitsy Peace is getting her share, and Susie Swiss Cheese is busy keeping everyone in their place. We now join Todd, Anita, Cliff, and Ashley as they plan to corrupt Mojave Hall.
Well, I don't know. It seems like he had noticed that.
Say, hey, man, not if we're careful. All we have to do is convince him it's healthy.
Oh, I don't know, man. Bruce is pretty big.
Yeah, and he's also pretty dumb, too.
Come on, grab the vodka and let's go.
What are they up to? Let's visit the surfers at the end of the hall and see what's up with them.
Gadget, bring that sand over here by the urinal.
Okay, but I'm not sure everyone else is going to appreciate this beach and the bathroom idea. Ouch! Step on a crab!
Hey, man, where should I put this squid?
Hang it over here. Now let's...
So much for the surfers and the beach. Let's get back to the Lodies, who are paying a visit to Bruce Queen.
Come in.
Say hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
Learning the higher numbers.
Wow, man. Cosmic. What higher numbers?
11 to 20. Coach says...
Never mind, Bruce. We have a present for you.
For me? I didn't know it was my birthday. I thought...
Don't think, Bruce. It's a lot safer. For all of us.
Well, like we invented this stuff for your Gatorade. You can't really taste it, and it's really nutritional, man.
Yeah, say hey, vitamins, man. Makes you go big and strong. Well...
Here, I'll just pour this quart into your quart of Gatorade. Now, drink it.
Okay. Coach says vitamins are good. Like, kill. This is okay.
Bruce downs the highly alcoholic drink, and the others sit back to wait for any visible effects. Meanwhile, upstairs, Susie and Bitsy are discussing Constance.
I don't care. It's disgusting. All she talks about are her bowel movements, and how I'd be a lot more regular if I ate bran. It's just disgusting.
Calm down. It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Just then, Amy and Constance enter the room.
Good afternoon, girls.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hi. Constance was just telling me how important prunes are if you want to remain regular.
Which reminds me, girls, I'm always regular, so back in a minute.
What's the matter, Bitsy? You're sort of purple.
Calm down, Bitsy, please.
Hand me that fire extinguisher she keeps above her bed.
Here, Bitsy, why?
She'll get hers.
Come on, I've got to see this.
The girls enter the bathroom just as Bitsy relieves the pressure under the bathroom door.
Ow! Oh, stop that! Stop at this instant! Oh, who is that?
I'll only stop if you quit talking about your bowels.
All right!
And quit playing those Sean Cassidy albums.
Oh, Bitsy, come on, I couldn't do that.
Well, time to check out another part of the hall where things are a trifle quieter.
Mary Lou, you have the eyes of a newborn calf.
Why, Clem, you say the sweetest things.
I really love the way you pitch hay. You know, ever since I first saw you castrate them sheep, I knew you were the one for me.
Aw, oh, gee, Clem, I don't know how to ask you this, but, would you help me pluck chickens for this weekend's contest?
Oh, Mary Lou, I already told Leroy I'd help him. But will you go to the Aggie Stomp with me next week?
If you wore your shiny new trophy buckle.
Okie dokie.
Ah, the joys of a newfound love. Meanwhile, Bruce Queen is discovering the joys of a newfound drink.
Boy, these vitamins sure are good. I feel like I could fly.
Oh, shit. He went right through the closet door.
Oh, wow, man. I hope the RA didn't hear that.
Say, hey, help me pull his head out. I think he's stuck.
See? I knew I could do it. I should take these vitamins before this weekend's game.
Yeah, man. You could fly right over the other team.
Say, hey, you'll be flying as high as we'll be in the stands.
That'll be something to see.
And as we return to sea level.
Bitchin', man. Where did you get that seal?
My mom gave this to me last spring. It's an Easter seal.
Neato, sun cat. Where shall I hang my macrame?
Let's get the surf going first. Get ready. One, two, three.
Hey, gang, grab your boards.
Sirs, oh, sirs, can I come in? I need my acne medication.
You mean the zit-zap? Here it is.
He's the first guy I've ever seen who has pimples on the back of his legs.
Oh, sirs, what is all this sand doing on the floor? You have made a mess. I don't think Dave Stern will be too happy. Ah, oh, who is that cute female?
Thank you, Bradley. I'm Gadget.
No, excuse me, female, sir, but I'm the one shuffling across the floor. Uh-oh, leave my Glutimus Maximus alone.
I think that's a lovesick seal.
This is really getting disgusting. I think we'd better check up on the girls. They're back in Bitsy's room, laughing over Constance's dilemma.
Oh, I wish I could have seen her face.
I didn't think that was funny at all, Bitsy. Now I'll have to bathe all over again. Where's my non-allergenic soap?
Jiminy Cricket, Constance, you look just like a snowman.
Oh, leave me alone. God, I wish they had a bathtub here.
That ought to take care of her bowel movements.
Yeah, for being so regular, she sure has a constipated mind.
Hey, are your girls going to the football game on Friday?
Yeah, I think I'll see the team on Thursday night, too.
I didn't know they were playing two nights in a row, Bitsy.
Well, Amy, if you really want to know the truth, I think on Thursday night, Bitsy will be doing the playing.
Huh? Come in, if you're a male.
Hello, it's me, Dave.
Oh, goodbye.
I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
Oh, hi, Dave. How's life?
Well, life's just a minestrone. You know, it's been a hard day's night.
We were just talking about football, Dave. Are you going to the game?
Oh, the games people play now. Every night and every day now.
Oh, my God. Come on, Amy. Let's go down the hall.
Okay.
Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. What do you want from life?
Oh, Dave, hey, why don't we go for a stroll?
Sure, let's take a walk on the wild side. There's a warm wind blowing, the stars are out, and I'd really like to see you tonight. Shaboom, shaboom.
We visit Ashley and Cliff.
Say, hey, you know, I just bet Anita half a lid that she couldn't get that Twit Bradley Woolworth loaded.
You may be out of a half a lid.
Let's see how Anita is coming.
Hey, Bradley, my man.
Yes, sir?
Come over here and stop calling me sir. Do I look like a sir?
Well, no, sir. I mean, ma'am. There is a certain biological difference.
Okay, I know. And my name's Anita, not ma'am.
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am. I mean, Anita.
Right. Hey, listen. I understand you've never been zoned before.
Zoned? Anita?
Yeah, you know, like, wasted. High. Stoned.
Well, I have had rocks thrown at me before.
No, man. Listen. Have you ever smoked a joint?
Well, I burned the number of electrodes on my bifurcated erectorometer once.
Wow, man, you might as well be wasted. You got nothing else going for you. Okay, Bradley, want to take a walk with me?
Where are we going, Anita?
Somewhere where I can teach you the benefits of higher education.
Oh, thank you, sir. I would greatly appreciate such assistance.
This way, pal, and knock off the sir stuff.
Anita proceeds to thoroughly corrupt Bradley Woolworth III, and afterwards, they meet at Ashley and Cliff's place.
Say, Anita, where's Bradley?
He was right behind me. Cosmic, he fell down in the hall.
Why are the walls moving?
Oh, wow, we better get him in here before Dave Stern catches him out like that.
Anita, you didn't really get Bradley wasted, did you?
Is Bruce Queen a jerk?
Say, hey, this man is higher than a kite.
Why, hello, sir. Pardon me for asking, sir, but why do you have two heads?
He's gone, all right. But even being stoned doesn't stop him from saying, sir.
Hey, you guys want to see something funny? Watch this. Hey, Bradley.
Yes, sir?
Tuesday.
I never thought you'd be able to do it, Anita. I never thought I'd see the day when Bradley Woolworth III would be too inebriated to stand.
Wow, like, you win the bet. Anita, what did you give him anyway?
I started him off slow with a case of beer, six joints, and a bottle of uppers.
Say, hey, who's there?
It's Dave Sturmier, R.A.
Holy shit. We can't let them catch Bradley in this condition. He'll get the long form for sure.
Oh, wow, and so will we. Quick, hide the plants. Stuff the beers under the bed. Empty the ashtray, Ashley.
How long has this been going on?
I'll listen, sirs. There's someone knocking at the door.
Shut up, Bradley. Now listen, man. You gotta sit there and be very quiet. You understand? No matter how funny you think something is, don't laugh at it. Don't say a word. Got that?
Oh, Anita, you have such beautiful orange eyes.
Come on, Bradley. Keep it down.
Get out some cards, Cliff, and we'll make like we're playing poker.
Wow, gotcha.
Give me an answer. Open the door and let me in.
Say hey. Come on in, Dave.
I've been waiting so long.
Oh, sorry, man. We didn't hear you at first.
Yeah, we were really getting into this cosmic record.
Shh! Oh, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Oh, not much, Dave. We're just enjoying a relaxing game of poker.
Yeah, man, it takes our minds off our midterms.
Mind if I walk right in and sit right down?
Well, no, not at all. Sit down. I'll deal you in.
Oh, goody! Cards! Are we playing Old Maid? I love Old Maid.
Bradley Woolworth? Huh, last time ever I saw your face.
Who's there?
Oh, no.
Hello, it's me, Dave Sturm.
Oh, hello, sir. Could you please stop moving around? You're making me dizzy.
isn't this just jive talking?
Pay no attention to him. He's in a weird mood. You're anti.
Oh, sir, there's a huge insect on your shoulder.
Where?
Stand back, everyone. I'll kill it.
Oh, no, Bradley.
No, Bradley. Bradley.
Don't you stop.
Oh, just great. We've got a lightweight stoner and an idiot masochist on our hands. What more could we ask for?
We've got to find some way of getting our illustrious Ari out of here and get Bradley into his room before all hell breaks loose.
Oh, wow. Looks like hell's already broken loose.
Nah, the insect is gone. Must have flown away.
Oh, thank you. Your red scarf matches your eyes.
You look green, sir.
Say, hey, Anita, what did you give him? Linguiza?
There's something in the air. Has anyone been drinking in here?
Uh-oh.
Bradley, say it isn't so.
I don't feel very well.
Will Bruce Queen ever find the football field? Who is going to empty Clem and Leroy's spittoon? Will Bitsy Peace ever spend a night alone? Tune in next week when a psychic growth that Susie Swiss Cheese claims to have turns out to be last night's asparagus tucked between her teeth. Also, be here and hear Amy say,
do plums work as well as prunes?
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced, and directed.
Oh, it hurts so good.
By the staff and management of KCPR. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is somewhat nebulous, but completely intentional. This is your pronouncer speaking. We'll have the fifth episode of The Adventures of Little Orphan Amy when we continue.